朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
一年已经剩下最后13个小时。
2017 has only 13 hours left.
很快就要成为历史了。
And soon will be a history.
每当岁尾年初的时候，我们都会思考一下下一年我们应当有什么目标计划。
During the end of the passing year, we always ponder about the new plans for the new year.
当然有一个更重要的问题。
Of course, there's one more important issue.
就指导着我们每一天要做的事情。
It will guide us for our daily life, what we should do.
那就是什么是我们人生最大的追求。
And what is our biggest goal in our life?
是要实现我们的理想
，to realize our dreams，
一个成功的事业
，and a successful career，
完美的爱情，幸福的婚姻
，to have a perfect love and happy marriage，
有孝顺的儿女，子孙满堂
，to have many children and who follow you obedient，
这些都是我们人生所追求的。
And this is all our what we pursue in life.
但基督徒却不一样。
But Christians, we do differently.
那什么是我们基督徒我们一生应当追求的呢？
So what is our goal for Christians?
今天早上我们要再来思想这简单的又重要的题目。
So this morning we will go over again this important topics.
刚才我们所读的那一节经句就是在我们 bulletin 上面的，那主席没有让我们念，所以呢我们拉出来我们来念一念，在希伯来书12:14。
The key verse is that listening our bulletin. Let's read it again.
好，我们一起同声的来念，请。你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。这里讲到我们基督徒人生有两种的追求。
Here it points out that there are two pursuits in our life.
第一种是追求与人美好的关系。
And first one, to establish a good relationship, peace with the people.
第二是凡事都得神的喜悦。
And then,second one is to gain the let the God be pleased with us.
那我们来看怎么样子与人追求和睦呢？
So how do we live in peace?
Peace 英文这个字呢是没有冲突的意思。
And peace in English really means there's no conflict.
或者是心中的一种宁静。
And this is a state in your heart.
还有一种解释是在主的里面合一 ，harmony 在主的里面的合一。
So another interpretation is be harmony with God in unity.
啊，那主耶稣他在世上最后的一个祷告，他为众人祈求什么呢
？The last prayer Jesus offered on this earth, what was it?
他祈求他与神的合一，与门徒之间彼此的合一，还有全世上信他的人也能合一。
He prayed that he would be in peace with God with the people on earth.
可见的追求和睦是一件非常重要的事。
So apparently this is very important to pursue to live in peace.
人的和睦有三方面。
And from human relations, there are three aspects.
第一是与自己和睦。
The first one is live with yourself.
意思就是不要把自己看高了或者看低了。
So don't look up or down of yourself.
要看得合乎中道。
And to be right.
要不然我们心中就会有许多的苦毒。
And otherwise we will have a bitterness in our heart.
总觉得别人对不起我，内心里面充满了冲突。
And then we always have a conflict in our hearts, thinking that other people owe you something.
这是和自己过不去。
And this is not really doing right with yourself.
我们也会常常觉得后悔。
And then we always regret when that happens.
如果买东西买的便宜的话，总觉得东西不是货。
And if we find something cheap, and we don't think that's worth it.
买东西买贵了，总觉得又不值得。
But if we pay more than what we think, that's another, we don't think that's worth it.
其实这是跟自己过不去，是不和自己和睦。
And this is really is you're not in peace with yourself.
第二，和家人的和睦。
Secondly, is to be peace with your family.
特别是和自己比较亲近的人。
Especially with the people that are close to you.
我们有时候能够容忍别人，却不太容易容忍自己的配偶。
Many times we let other people's but we cannot tolerate our the close ones, the loved ones.
特别是在过节的时候，大家的脾气都非常的大。
Especially in the holiday seasons, our tempers flares all the time.
今年你过了圣诞节，要过新年，你还没有跟你老公发过一次小脾气的，举手看看。
So, in this season, have you not yet complained about your spouses yet? Please raise your hand.
那我刚刚是说姐妹忘记了老公，那所以呢，老婆的，没有跟老婆怄气的举手看看。
Not only for the ladies, but also for the husbands.
还不错啊。你怎么？
They have a knot.
你怎么举手呢？你是姐妹啊。哦，好。我们过节容易发怒。
And it's very easy to get angry during the seasons, holiday seasons.
因为夫妻之间很接近，所以常常就会要求很多。
And because we're so close, we demand, we expect more for each other.
其实所争执，我们都知道那是鸡毛蒜皮的事，退一步就海阔天空。
And we actually know that all those things we argue are very little things.
不但如此，我们要与自己和睦，与众人和睦，也要与自己亲人和睦，也要与众人和睦。
And then we also have to be in peace with others.
那中文呢，和平，这个日文呢，它叫做平和。
Peace.
The three words 啊。那中国人是呢，你和了就平等了。
And Chinese peace is actually you becomes harmonies and then be equal.
但日本人他相反，他是先平等了才能够相合。
In Japanese means be equal first and then you will be having peace.
你知道世界上要有和平呢，都是要求先要有武力做后盾的。
And what we argue in peace in this world is actually depending on the arms or the forces behind it.
所以这就是先平了才能和啊。
That means we can have equals and then we can have a peace.
但这个不是基督徒所谓的和睦。
And that's not what Christians consider peace.
圣经所谓的和睦是不是以自己的武力做后盾。
So we don't use our forces to be our back.
乃是让神让主来做主的和平。
And then let God be God. And this way we become.
所以我们来看看这一节的经文啊，在罗马书第十二章十七节，我们一起来念一下啊 ，Romans chapter 12:17， 我们一起来念，请不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做。若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。因为经上记着，主说：“伸冤在我，我必报应。”所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。你不可为恶所胜， 反要以善胜恶。在主的里面，和睦乃是指着不以恶报恶。
In the Lord, when we said in peace, we have exactly means we don't repay evil for evil.
Yeah, 我们不计较自己的得与失。
And we don't count our losses or gains.
因为这世上的东西都是暂时的。
Because everything is temporary in this world.
你计算得到了也会失去。
Even though you have now, you will lose it.
最后你是一毛的财富也带不走的。
And you can't carry a dime when you leave.
所以别人要误会就让他误会。
And when they misunderstand you, well, let it be.
我们受欺就受欺。
And we're being offended, let it be.
因为他们的错误不会减少我们的对。
And their mistakes or any mistakes won't diminish our right.
因为神是在凡事上鉴察。
And because God is observing everything.
他才是真正善与恶的审判者。
And he's the judge for what is right, what is not right.
而且他的审判目前虽然还没有完全。
And even though his judgment is not complete,
但是将来一定会有公义与公平。
And then he will be fairly judged in the future.
所以在启示录最后二十章就讲到神有末后的审判。
And therefore, he mentions in the Revelation chapter 20, he says there will be a final judgment.
最后所有的人，包括死去的人，也都要复活，在神的座前接受审判。
Even for those who are dead, they will be judged.
每一个人他的案卷都要展开。
And then the story of the scroll of your lives will be revealed.
而且还有一册叫做生命册，死去的人、活着的人，通通都要按着这些案卷所记载的，照着他们所行的，接受神的审判。
In the book of life, all the deeds you've done, it will be reviewed and then judged.
既然神有终极的审判，所以我们就不需要去以恶报恶。
And even so, therefore, we have a final judgment. We don't need to worry about to pay evil for evil.
所以如果你车子虽然慢了一点开，别人就用灯照你的话，你也不需要去反照它。
And even someone you're driving slow and people flash their lights, don't need to reflash back.
别人不喜欢你开车的样子，超车过去给你做难看的手势，你也不要坐回去，我也不知道怎么做。
Even though they make gestures when they pass, and don't pay back.
因为那样做的话就变成你就降格了，跟他一样是不是神的儿女的身份该做的。
So if you pay back like kind, you become the same status of theirs.
不要以恶报恶，这个还是消极的。还有积极的一面，就是叫我们要为众人谋福利。
And the active way of reacting is toGive the benefits back.
那众人以为好的事情，我们要用心的去做。
And we have to do with their heart.
您知道最糟糕的事情就是犯众怒，就是让大家都生气。
And the worst thing is that if you did something to get everybody angry at you.
那相反的，最好的事情就是让每一个人都喜悦。
The best scenario will be let everybody be pleased with you.
好比你去电影院，你坐下来的时候，突然发现有人吐口香糖在椅子上，哇，那是令人非常生气的事情。
Yeah, for instance, if you go to the theater and sit down, and then you realize you're sitting on the chewing gum.
那我们一点小小的错误，有时候会造成别人很大的困扰。
And then we get mad, and then we bother other people.
那同样的，有时候我们举手之劳也会带给别人很大的愉快的经验。
And then you can help yourselves by doing good deeds, and to let other people be pleased.
那我坐飞机去中国，当这一个飞机刚 靠这个停机门的时候
I was traveling, we're flying back to China when the planes slowed apart in the tarmac.
就有很多中国人就起来了，哎呀，争先恐后要抢到前面出去。
Many passengers just got up and then wanted to get out.
结果一大堆人挤在门口，谁也走不了。
And everybody congested the door and nobody can move.
但如果我们每一个人都按着次序让前一排的人起来先走的话，最后每一个人都方便。
And if we follow the orders, and then everybody will be orderly leave the plane.
我们面对人多的事情，我们要特别的谨慎小心。
Especially we facing all the multitude or crowd, we have to do right things.
因为我们一点的错误会造成后面许多人的损失。
So whatever you do will affect others.
那第四件第三件事情我们应当学习尽量的让步
And then we should learn how to yield to others
这里说不要自己伸冤听凭主怒主的愤怒
And so here it says do not redeem yourself
那我们中国人也常说吃亏就是占便宜
Then Chinese says shortfall then I
吃亏怎么讲？啊，吃亏怎么说？
啊、get the loss.
Okay, not get loss. being taken advantage of.
Take, being the, take the advantage of.
Is actually take advantage of other. Well, that's get God's grace. 啊、那所以呢，神他是公义公平的，所以表面上我们吃了亏，但是神看到。
Apparently, you.Even though we may be taken advantage of, and God is looking at it.
所以神就会在他的记录上记下来。
He will record on his book.
某年某月某日的话，吴继阳他受了别人的冤气，但是他让步了，所以他就把好处留给了别人。
And he will record the things, good things that you did.
到了适合的时候，神他就会报应我们。
And then he will pay back at the right time.
每一年到圣诞节或者是新年的时候放假，我们家人都会在一起。
And we get my family get together during the Christmas and New Year's time.
我们常常都是在一起看这个 music video 啊 ，music of Sound of Music.
And we watch the movie Sound of Music.
那所以也不知道看了多少遍这个中文怎么翻呢？叫做啊，音乐之声，也不晓得看了多少次了哈。
We lost count how many times we watched that movie。
在自己家跟女儿看了一遍，跟师母看了一遍。
So I watched one with my daughter and one with my wife。
没有一起了，那在小儿子家又跟孙女再看一遍。
And then on my son's house and we watch it again.
然后又到大儿子家再跟孙子再看一遍。
And then I watch it one more time with my elder son's family.
那在其中有一个片段那个女主角啊 Fulham Maria 跟那个男主角叫 Captain Von Trapp 他们在这一个、晚上充满了诗意的那一个凉亭当中互诉衷情。
A romantic scene when the Maria and then Captain Von Trappwas expressing their love to each other in the garden.
那这个Fulham Maria 她就说了一句话。
And she said,
她说呢，那是多么幸福！你看，你站在这里啊，用爱的眼神看着我。
So you, how happy it is to be here and looking at me with love.
他说：“我小的时候，或者是我年轻的时候，我一定做了一些好的事情，所以上帝这样的报答我。”
I must have done something good when I was young.
如果你相信有一位公平公义的上帝在掌管一切的话，那你就不需要计较。
If you believe that there's a fair and just God who observing all this, so you don't need to worry about this.
这里说，他说。伸冤在我，我必报应。这是神的应许。
It says, "It's mine to revenge, and that's God's will for us."
所以，如果有人得罪你，就让他过去吧。
And let, if everybody, anybody take advantage of it, let it go.
因为你的宽大，神会纪念。
Because your tolerance, God will remember.
不但如此，神还要我们更积极地去以善胜恶。
And not only that, God wants us to be actively to pay evil with good.
第二十节说，你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。
And here says, on the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. Doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head.
那把炭火堆在对方的头上，这是什么意思？
What do you mean by pouring burning coals on someone's head?
啊，有两种可能的解释。
There's two way of interpreting this.
如果从保罗引用箴言二十五章二十二节的原话来说
，If you use the Proverbs 25, and the Old Testament verses,
那这句话的最后还有一句保罗这里没有用，就是耶和华也必赏赐你。
And that on that verse, there's the second verse says, Jehovah will reward you.
所以这句话应当是正面的意思，那就是说以善胜恶。
And here comes, this is really an active, positive way of looking at paying, overcome evil with good.
因为炭火在冷天的时候是必要的。
And burning coal is necessary during the cold days.
给对方送去炭火是用爱来感化对方，让对方感到惭愧而起了悔改的心。
Sending the burning coal really means sending your love to others, to such that they can repent, realize that's what is good.
传说当中，在古时候埃及有一种赎罪的仪式。
And let us know that there's a story in Egypt.It's one way of redeeming your sins.
那如果一个人知道自己错了，他要悔改的话，他就要把炭火放在他头上，顶着去向对方来表示懊悔。
One way to do that was to carry the burning coal on your head, and then to show other people that you repent.
中国人也有这样的故事，你们知道那个是什么故事？那个成语叫什么？负荆请罪，就是嫩香如与廉颇的故事。不用翻了啊。那
similar story in China proverbs。
那就是当嫩香如被廉颇误会，后来廉颇知道了之后，那么他就背着荆条那个荆棘的树枝去向嫩香如请罪。那有时候有些这个解经家认为说，这一个二十五章箴言二十五章第二十四节呢，接下去说，他说啊，这个北风生雨啊，这个北风生雨是埃及那个地区才有的现象。
And the verses Proverb 25 verses 24 actually says, three says northern winds and to create rainfall.
那因为在巴勒斯坦都是南风或者是西风会把雨带来
，and that's unlike others in Palestine. The southern winds bring the rain.
所以他们就说，这一节经文呢，暗示了这是一个埃及人他们常用的一种表达认错而得到对方的心的一种方式。
So this is a way the Egyptian culture to repent of what is wrong.
但另外一种解释是负面的，是根据诗篇一百四十篇第十节。
Another interpretation from the negative side is showing in Psalms 140.
那你说愿火炭落在他们身上，愿他们被丢在火中，抛在深坑里不再起来。
And let the burning coal fall on their bodies, and let them fall into the pits.
所以他的意思也可以说是因为我们善意的报他的恶，使敌人就痛苦。
So we can say that for this one to have other people to suffer.
因为我们的越善良就显出了对方的邪恶。
The more good you do, the contracts out their evilness.
然后神的审判就越加的沉重。
And then God's judgment will be more severe.
但不论怎么样子，神他要我们与人和睦。
And anyhow, God wants us to be in peace with others.
因为他在掌管万有。
Because he's in control.
所以我们不需要越俎代庖去自己做审判官。
We don't need to be the judge.
让主来做主。
Let God be God.
这样我们才会有更大的真正的爱心跟能力去保持和平的关系。
And we will show our big love to be in harmony.
有的人也许会说，我讨厌一个人，你叫我装着不讨厌他，这个不是很虚伪吗？
And maybe you can say that I just don't like certain person if I pretend. So it's not very fake.
但这一个观念本身就是虚伪的。
And this concept itself is fake.
因为神没有叫我们虚伪的嘴里讲一套，心里想一套。
And God didn't tell us that we have to say something but act differently.
神要我们从内心真实的去接纳对方。
And God wants us to accept others from our bottom of our heart.
你做不到是现在做不到，但未必表示将来你做不到。
If you cannot do it now, that doesn't mean that you cannot do it in the future.
是现在将来这个之间的距离有多远，是在乎于你对神的信心有多大。
And how far away in the future you can do that is depending on how much faith in God.
不在乎你的性情改变了多少，而在乎以善胜恶使神感动了你多少。
And it doesn't matter how much faith you have, it depends how much God touch your heart.
所以以善胜恶不是你从心里面去饶恕对方而已。
And so overcome evil with good is not how you to try to change and.
而是你的心向着神，到神那里去，然后再从神那里回到对方。
It takes that you go to God first and then receive whatever from God such that you can do.
换句话说，是从神的角度来看你跟对方的关系。
So you change the perspective from God's perspective, what the matters has to be solved.
除了我们追求与人之间和睦的关系，神也要我们追求圣洁。
And not only to be in peace, God also wants us to be holy.
基督徒第二个追求应当是追求圣洁。
The second pursuit for Christians is to be holy.
圣洁这个是神的本性，人是没有的。
And holiness is God's trait, is not from human.
神绝对圣洁是因为违背神叫做犯罪。
And God is holy, and not following God is sin.
而神不会违背他自己，所以他是圣洁的。
So God is not going to contradict himself, therefore he's holy.
违背神叫做犯罪。
And be against holiness is sin.
我们犯一点小小的错误就是不圣洁了。
And then if you commit a little sin, you're not no longer holy.
好像你买了一件白色的衬衫，结果不小心上面染了一小块的墨水。
And just like you bought a white t-shirt,And then you got the little tiny stain on it.
你再怎么去洗它，洗得干净，但你心里面知道，这个已经不再是原来那个完全洁白的衬衫了。
No matter how you wash it, even though it becomes clean, you know that it's no longer as white as before.
所以我们在人生当中犯了罪，我们就不再是像神原本造我们那样圣洁了。
So we do commit sins in our lives, so we no longer become the original holy state.
但是神他很乐意帮助我们，给我们他的圣洁。
But God's willingness to give his holiness to us.
你知道人学好是难，学坏是容易的。
We know that humans learn to do bad things very easy, to do good deeds is very hard.
我们从小都教我们的儿女要学好学好，但是他不见得好。
And then we teach our children to be good, but then necessarily they will be good.
因为我们人的本性就是不想去学好。
And because our inner nature is not to learn to do good.
一直到我们自己受了苦吃了亏，我们才想我们应当学好。
When we fall short, and then we try to think about to be good.
我看我那个十二岁的孙子练钢琴。
And then I was watching my 12-year-old's grandson playing piano.
他的父亲站在旁边又哄啊又吹啊又吼啊又叫啊。
And then I'm watching his dad standing outside on his side and talking and yelling and doing all.
那我的孙子呢又弹啊又流泪啊一把鼻涕一把泪啊。
And then he was trying to play with tears.
我心里在说正像他父亲小的时候一样。
So I was thinking about just like when his dad was doing when he was young.
所以我就赶赶的躲得远远的一句话也不敢说。
So I had to stay away.Without saying anything.
那后来过了一下子呢，哎，我儿子也不在了，那孙子在那边继续在弹。
And then a while later, and my son was went away, and then my grandson was playing by himself.
哎，我注意听，他怎么在一边弹一边哼呢，一边唱呢
？And I can hear that he was playing with humming and.
哎呦，他在弹的时候，他自己在哼那个贝多芬的那个《For Alice》，啊，很喜欢的，很高兴的呢，一边弹一边唱。
And he was playing, enjoying himself.
就使我想起追求圣洁就是这个意思。
And I remind me that that's how we pursue how to be holy.
如果我们是被神勉强不要去犯罪，不要做一点的错误，我们心里面总是不耐烦，很不高兴的。
So if we are forced to be doing that the right things.And we get annoyed and get bothered.
那样我们做基督徒会做得很辛苦。
And it would be a lot of efforts had to put in.
马丁路德他就曾经选择这条路。
And Martin Luther has chosen this route.
他每次为着自己那种犯罪的行为跟意念非常的懊恼。
And he was very regretful for all his actions and sins.
他觉得好像神要惩罚他，所以他就拉鞭子自己打自己。
And he thinks that God will punish him, so he punished himself.
他对自己、对别人，他心里面都有许多的不满。
And he was discontent with himself and with others.
他越打自己越痛苦。
And the more he beats himself, he suffers
more. 直到他有一天，他读到罗马书第七章。
And then one day he read the.Romans chapter 7.
他发现到圣徒保罗也有这样的痛苦。
And he found the apostle Paul had the same problem.
但是他看见保罗的秘诀就是保罗发现了他如果亲近主他就能够脱离这样的挣扎。
And he discovered the secret that when Paul be close with God, he got rid of all this.
所以从那个时候开始他就改变了。
And from then on, he transformed.
因为他知道信靠耶稣、信靠神是一切幸福的开始。
And he knows that the happiness is comes from to trust the Lord.
所以他把自己交在主的手中，他就认识到因信称义这个秘诀。
And he understood.And he committed himself and became, he understood the meaning of to become righteous by, through faith.
不是我自己要做得怎么样好，而是因为我相信耶稣基督，他能够帮助我。
It's not by self-doing things, it's by faith, by believing in God.
他有足够的恩典，我做到怎么样子，是靠着他的恩典，神就悦纳了。
And God has the grace, enough grace.
所以圣洁不是我的标准，是神怎么看我。
And holiness is not my own set standards, it's how God views us.
也不需要跟别人去比，我比你圣洁，你比我圣洁，乃是神怎么样看我。
And we don't need to compare to other people how they view us. It's But it matters how God views us.
我们越亲近主，自然我们就会变得越圣洁。
The closer we get with God, the more holy we get.
那怎么样过一个圣洁的生活呢？
How do we live a holy life?
我们看到帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第三节到第八节，我们一起来念这一段的经文。神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体，不放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人，不要一个人在这世上月份欺负他的弟兄，因为这一类的事主必报应，正如我预先对你们说过又切切嘱咐你们的。神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁，所以要弃绝的不是弃绝人，乃是弃绝那赐圣灵给你们的神。这里讲到一种特别的污秽。
And here is to say a special defiling.
就是男女在性的关系上的污秽。
And here is the sexual immorality.
不要误会，圣经讲到性的关系原本是神的美好的礼物。
Don't get wrong. The sex was originally a gift from God.
那是神要我们享受他借着性关系给我们的恩典。
And this is a grace that God gave us.
正好像我们吃东西也是一种享受，性也是，所以孔子说食色性也。
And both the food that we get is a gift from God, such as also sex.
Such as so. OK, 所以呢，这一段经文是在特别处理这一个男女之间的性关系。
So this verse is talking about the sexual relationship between among men and women.
在美国最严重的就是网络的色情。
And one of the key things on the network is the porn.
The sexual immorality.
Sexual immorality.
每秒钟，在美国有28,000人在网络上看黄色的资料。
Every second. Every second, 28,000 people are looking at the porn.On the net,
4,000,000的美国人经常上网看黄色的网站，每天他的点击超过7,000,000次。
40 million people go onto those porn sites, and then the hits about daily hits of those sites reaches 70 million.
35% 的网站资料下载和色情有关。
And 35 of the downloads are related to the X-rated stuff.
有三分之一的观看黄色网站的是女人。
And 1/3 of the viewers are women.
有每天有116,000次的点击是在查看儿童的色情资料。
And 111,000 hits are for child porn.
每天有25亿个电子邮件中含有色情的字眼，这是用那个字去查的结果。
And 2.5 billion emails that can have this X-rated content.
每39分钟就有一个新的色情电影出品。
And every 39 minutes, there's a movie on this sexual content are produced.
青少年的怀孕和黄色的网站有直接的关联。
Pregnancy has direct relationship with this porn sites.
47%的家庭表示黄色的资讯造成他们家中的困扰。
And many family relationships problems derived from 40% of from this problem.
看黄色网站者跟比不看黄色网站者的离婚率高出40%。
the divorce rate among the people who watch those sites exceeds 40% for those who don't go to their
你看
sites.
这一个世代的问题，这我们能够不处理吗？
And this is a very serious problem that we have to deal with.
首先我们当然要知道性本身不是一件坏的事情，是一个神的恩典。
And first we know that sex is not itself is not bad.
但是那个只能够用在正常夫妻的关系中。
If it's in the good right relationships.
那有一定的限度跟范围。
And it has a very limited context.
好像我们吃东西，我们也要有节制。
And just like all the food that we eat, we have to contain ourselves.
当然，吃东西本身就是一种享受。
And eating itself is an enjoyment.
但你不按照规矩吃东西，会有很多的病跟着而来。
But if you abuse that privilege, and then many illness will follow.
那东西都要洗干净才能够吃。
And food we have to wash and to be clean before we eat.
同样的，夫妻之间的这一个性关系就是一个干净的关系。
And the regular sexual relationship between man and wife, it's a regular, it's good.
啊，是 clean up,
it's clean.
是洗干净的东西。
It's a clean.
所以在夫妻关系之外的这种性关系，就是肮脏，就是污秽的，就是没有消毒的。
But an extramarital relationship is unclean.
所以吃了那一些就会让人上瘾或产生疾病。
And by taking that route, you will get sick.
所以你看这个黄色网站的东西，这些好像很吸引人，就好像很多餐馆好吃的东西一样。我不是对我们当中做餐馆生意的人误会哈，不是。但是你饱吃一顿的话，你最多也只能吃那么多嘛。
Pornography contents.It looks good, but it's not good.
可是你每一次吃的时候都有那一个毒瘾毒性就加入潜伏在你的思想中。
And actually, it's very addictive. The more you do it, the more you watch it, the more you get it.
那个就是慢性的中毒让你不能自拔。
And this is a slow addiction that will follow or will stay.
啊，吃多了，所以就好像食物油腻，吃多了各种的疾病啊，什么高血压、肥胖症、糖尿病都来了。
Just like if you not eating the diet properly, and all the diseases and illnesses follow.
餐馆的菜再怎么好看啊，再怎么好吃，但是也比不上家常小菜啊。
And all the wonderful food in the restaurants cannot compare to the home-cooked meal.
野花再怎么好看，还没有家花香啊。
The wildflowers, even though it's pretty, the home brew is better.
那怎么样子来克服这个网络的色情
？How do you conquer, overcome this?
那保罗说有四件事情。
And Paul mentioned four things we should do.
第一，首先要避免身体的这一种淫行。
And first of all, avoid to do sexual immorality.
网络是一个我们天天要用的工具。
And the tool, the network is a tool that we use.
但你可以设一些自己的规矩。
And we can set certain rules.
譬如说，除非有别人在，绝不单独一个人上网。
And don't go on by yourself.
那在电脑里面，我们可以装这种免费的过滤的软件，帮你测试你自己有没有去接近网站。
You can help yourself by installing those freeware to filter all this.
那还有你可以找一个人来帮助你的配偶来帮助你让这一份报告可以寄给他。
And you can help from other people to help you to send those notices.
那我们总要避免在黑暗中我们一个人上网。
And avoid to be alone and in the dark and go by yourself.
常常我们可以弟兄们我们在一起谈论彼此提醒你有没有到不该去的网站
And you can friendly reminder to your buddies and to have you not visit or visit those sites
这一些是帮助我们要避免淫行
And this is to avoid, to help us avoid those actions
第二就是不要放纵自己的私欲
And second one is don't allow your self-desire
换句话说，你不要对自己讲：“哎呀，没有关系，这个只是偶尔一次。”
And don't fool yourselves.
所以也不要说，哎呀，我可以克服，我不想看就不看的。
Try to convince yourself that you are able to control yourself.
也不要说，哎呀，这是大家都做的事情，我偶尔做一下也无所谓。
And don't tell yourself that everybody is doing that.
这个是出于魔鬼的话，是叫我们放纵自己的私欲。
And this has come from devils that to allow us to, do the bad things.
第三，保罗说，不要欺负你的弟兄。
And the third thing he says, don't mistreat your brothers.
那原来在那个社会的时候，那一些做官的、有权势的，看到他下属的妻子好，就把他抢过来。
And those are the old days, and the powerful people, if they see someone.So spouse is good, and then they will take over.
当我们去这些不好的网站，你有没有想过那些受害者在里面可能就好像是你的女儿、你的妻子一样呢？
And if you go to that site, you can consider those actors maybe your own child or own spouse.
如果你这样的想的话，你就不敢到那里去，你是欺负你自己的弟兄。
And if you think have that mentality, you will not dare to go there.
最后他说要顺从圣灵的引导。
The last one is to submit to the Holy Spirit.
因为神的灵是圣洁的灵。
Because Holy Spirit is holy.
他会阻止我们去做那些神不喜悦的事情。
Because he will stop us to do the bad things.
他是一直参与我们每一天生活的每一个行动。
And he's involved in everything that you take.
如果你愿意顺服，神就会给你一些的拦阻、帮助跟提醒，让你不要去犯这些淫乱的罪。
As long as you're willing to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, you will not go there and commit.
所以我们心里面要追求圣洁，圣灵就能够帮助我们脱离这些的陷阱。
So we have to pursue, we have to try, strive ourselves to follow the Holy Spirit.
如果我们愿意对付这样的罪，我们要承认，神就把我们保护起来。
If we deal with this sin, type of sin seriously, earnestly, God will protect us.
我们可以彼此的代祷，撒旦魔鬼就没有机会来使我们做罪的奴役。
So we can pray for each other such that God will not give the room for Satan to attack us.
要逃避淫行的罪。
And to run away from sexual immorality.
因为神要我们追求圣洁。
Because God wants us to pursue holiness.
基督徒，我们人生有两种的追求。
So Christians, we have two goals in our life.
对人来讲，我们要追求人与人之间美好的关系。
In terms of human relationships, we have to maintain a good relationship.
不要以恶报恶。
Don't overcome evil with evil.
与众人有福利的事，要认真的去做。
And to do good for other people, we should do it in fully.
我们尽量的与人和好，让步。
And we be in peace with others.
然后我们以善来胜恶。
We overcome evil with good.
第二方面，我们要凡事追求圣洁，追求圣洁的生活。
The second thing that Christians have to do is to seek holiness.
尤其是在性的关系中。
Especially in terms of sexual immorality.
逃避这种的私欲。
We should run away from that desire.
要控制自己，不要去随从这些的私欲。
Control your own body and not let the desire control you.
不要欺负你自己的亲人。
And don't mistreat your own loved ones.
然后要顺从圣灵的感动跟带领去对付罪。
And follow the guidance of Holy Spirit.
2018年我们教会的目标是做主的门徒。
The goal for our church in 2018 is to be Lord's disciples.
我们一起来念一下马太福音16章24节。我们一起来。于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。这里讲到做门徒就是要背十字架。
Here's to become a disciple, you have to carry your own cross.
那什么是十字架？其实它是讲到一种关系。
And what is a cross? It's actually is a relationship.
横的那一根是指的我与人的关系，要追求和睦。
The horizontal one is the peace with others.
十的那个关系是我与神的关系，我要追求圣洁。
And the vertical ones is the relationship with God to seek holiness.
那我们在2018年开始的时候，我们希望就能够来过一个80天与主更亲近的计划。
And then we would like to have a plan for 80 days to be close with God.
那这个怎么做呢？
How do we do this?
就是我们个人有一个灵修的计划。
And we all have a devotion, a plan for devotion.
第一个阶段是从1月10号到2月18号的40天。
The first stage is to have a first 40 days to from January 10th to February 18th.
那我们读这一本书就是 Rick Warren 牧师的《标杆人生》。
And we will read Rick Warren's book.
那每一天你自己读一课，差不多四页到六页。
Every lesson you do one per day, it's about 4 pages.
然后我们有的小组希望小组能够划出一定的时间做一个礼拜读这个书的心得报告。
Now, if you belong to a small group, a fellowship group, you can report your learning from that.
那或者你不能每周就两周做一次，至少有三次机会。
Yeah. So if you cannot do it weekly, you can do bi-weekly, but at least three times.
然后我们就有第二个阶段，这个第二个阶段是从2月19到3月30号的40天。
The second phase goes from the February 19th to March 30th.
那这一个阶段里面呢，我们会有禁食的祷告，禁食祷告。
And during this time, we will have a fast and pray time.
那你可以选择早上的禁食或者是中午的禁食，不建议晚上的禁食。
And you can fast the breakfast or the lunch.
如果你有特别的需要，你可以整天的禁食，但最好有旁边一个人可以帮助你。
If you have a special needs, you can fast the whole day, but with the help of others.
但我们不跟回教徒一样，我们的禁食可以喝水的。
And we can drink during fast.
那不是要怎么样子？有一个刻苦耐劳的精神。
Is to have, is don't have that, don't is, don't require, a suffering, attitude.
而是呢，我们愿意把做饭、做菜、准备食物的时间拿来做祷告。
And we're going to use the time that you spend preparing the meals, for prayers.
所以呢，就是在该吃饭的时间，你拿来祷告。
And the time that you eat the meal, we use for prayer.
有的人吃饭时间特长的，一个小时，那你就应当祷告一个小时。
If you take an hour to eat, so you take now.
有的人吃饭特快的，五分钟我只要祷告五分钟，希望你长一点啊，慢慢吃消化，不要冷的很早。
So if you're fast eaters and then you pray short, but we wish you to go slow.
我们不是说你要注册然后教会来监督你做，是没有这自愿的啊。所以虽然我们有登记，但你可以不登记也参与做这个事情。
This is voluntary, but we expect you to try.
有的人跟我说，牧师，40天读一本书太难了，太多了，你可以分成两个阶段读，那就是80天读完它。
If you think it's 40 days to read the whole book is too long,too hard, and then you can do it in 80 days.
我们在主日学 Mason Compton 这里，我们都读过这本书。
And many Sunday schools, both Mason here, and we all read this book.
所以你把书拉出来，重新再读过一遍。
If you have the book, take it out and read it again.
明年我们主日的讲题，按着这40个题目，这40本书里面来讲。
And the topics we will cover in next years is we will take them from this book.
The sermon on Sunday will be taken from this.
Sermons will be taken from this.
我们希望大家都能够有一本书，如果没有的话，其实在网站上都有。
And I wish that everybody has this one. If you don't have one copy yet, it's available on the online.
你只要 Google 一下，你是写说哈标杆人生，然后它就有 PDF， 它就有 file， 然后你整个都可以在网上看啊，你不需要可以下载，你不需要买书的。
You can access online, so don't need to have a hard copy.
所以你一定要买书，请你跟素琴姐妹登记啊，我们会在一月十号以前啊，尽量把书买来。
If you want a hard copy, and then want a copy, ask 素琴 and then we will buy in bulk.
我们希望在这一个复活节以前的四十天啊，这个叫做灾期或者是预苦期哈，那我们都能够学习有进食的祷告。
We will learn this before the next Easter, to learn how to fast and pray.
那我会继续的解释我们该怎么的做。
I will be explaining in the future how we should do this.
我就是鼓励大家预备，我们在一月十号，我们就会开始做这个八十天与主更亲近的计划。
I encourage you.That you be prepared to do this.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。